have ice on top.
Yeah.
Chocolate donut.
All right. What if it's, have you ever seen a donut that's shaped
like a rectangle, doesn't have a hole
in
it,
it's very small? Shaped like a rectangle? Mm-hmm. It's a glazed donut, I think.
Nope.
All right. What about one with jelly in it?
Cream puff.
Any other names?
Lemon puff.
Depending on what kind of stuff it's going to be. How about jelly donut?
I call them cream puff and lemon puff.
All right, ever heard them called Bismarcks?
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. How about a twisted donut? Ever seen one of those?
Yeah, they serve them right now.
What do they call them?
Twisters.
Okay. Ever heard them called crawlers?
Yeah, crawlers.
Maybe I pronounce it.
Curls.
Curls?
Yeah.
All right. What do you call a piece of jewelry you wear on your hand?
A ring.
Yeah. Do you have a name for a particularly large diamond ring, show-offy ring?
Star.
You know, that somebody wears just...
Oh, you just want to... Well, like saying, like if you got a big one, we call it a star.
A star?
Yeah, or sapphire, anything you want to call it.
Ever heard it called a light bulb?
No.
A what?
A egg.
Really? Okay. What do you call shorts that come to about right here?
Knee knots.
All right. What if they come to just below?
Knee knots.
All the same thing?
Yeah.
Are men wearing those here now?
Yeah, all the time. But now they're getting a lot shorter.
All right.
Hot pants.
Okay, what? What are they called?
Hot pants.
All right. What do you call clothes that... Say you outgrow them and you pass them on to your little brother.
Hand me down?
Yeah. Now supposing you got clothes that nobody in your family can wear, and you just bundle them up and give them to Salvation Army or Goodwill.
Salvage.
All right. Ever call them cast-offs? Yeah. Do you have a word for extremely fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Come on, flare clothes?
What?
Flare, you know, like saying, good looking shape, nice looking pair of pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, fast.
Fast?
Yeah, super fly, slick.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
looking for, stuff like that. Like the guy you were telling me about who wears lavender clothes to
yeah.
Purchase a purple
and
white car.
Super fly.
Okay, so you'd say that's super fly?
Yeah.
You ever call them pimp clothes or
pimp stuff? Well, you got some shirts you can call a pimp shirt.
Now, what is a pimp shirt look like?
Yeah, I'm gonna see what it looks like.
Is it shiny material?
Yeah.
All right.
Looks sort of like silk.
Yeah.
And they come in different colors, but you can see them when the sun out.
Are they usually solid colors, or do they usually have patterns on them?
Majority of them are solid colors. Mostly red, too. Red and black. Then every once in a while, you see a few white ones. And sometimes you see one with design in it. Most of them now have a chick on the back.
What of them?
A picture of a girl on the back.
Really?
Yeah.
A chick? Did you say? Okay. Do you have any clothes, any winter clothes that you have to protect in the summertime because they're made out of wool?
No.
You don't have a bag that you put them in or anything? All right, supposing you send something to the cleaners, what do you call that kind of bag you give them?
Plastic bag.
All right. I bet if you were going to fly somewhere on a plane and you had a suit that you wanted to put in a bag and carry on with you, what kind of bag would that be?
Handbag.
All right. I had a suit bag.
Yeah. Well, actually, when we refer to a handbag, we refer to any kind of bag you carry in your hand.
Oh,
whether,
okay.
Whether it's a straight one or the polo, you know, because you got the polo kind you carry in your hand, you can hold up like that.
Or, a long, straight one. And that's a handbag, too. All right. Okay, what are some different kinds of shoes?